The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Don't have to go it on your own. Just give us a call here on the program, or you can call us later at the office. Either way, we are here to help you. Our main thing that we do is to educate you on what your options are. Know what you're going to have as an option before you make a leap, right? Before you do away with a insurance policy that has a cash value in it, an annuity contract that maybe you've had for however many years, right? Those things may have some tax implications for you. We don't want you to go there if you don't need to. At least find out how things work. What about rolling over IRAs or 401ks or 403bs? There's a lot of information out there that is not quite accurate. So, again, we're a great resource. Here is our phone number. That's why we have our 800 number. And I'm going to give that to you in just a minute so you can grab a pencil on the way. By the way, I'm Tony Nafar, Certified Financial Planner. Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, joining me in the studio. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. It's always good to be here. Got a lot of information and things that have happened since the last time we were here, and it's always good to talk about the real-life things that are going on with the people that we speak to.
Absolutely. And by the way, I want to extend an invitation always for you to give us a call at the office or shoot us an email. I'm going to give you our website in a minute. But our office phone number is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. We've got some folks coming in today to do the free review with us.
Yeah, we always like that because it gets us a chance to meet you and then also give you options and opportunities, what's available, what can you do, how does it work, just to help you make better, smarter financial decisions.
That's the whole deal. At least, you know, in our particular line of work, we're never really allowed to say we guarantee something, especially on investment returns or something like that. But we do guarantee that if you come in for the free review with us, you will leave smarter and more informed and better informed than when you came in.
Yes, and that makes you feel more comfortable because we've had several people come in and they're doing a great job. And they really didn't do anything. They don't need to change anything. You just keep doing what they're doing, but they got a second opinion.
Yes.
So now they feel a lot better because they're thinking, well, I'm not missing something. Mm-hmm. Because we do this weekly. And most of the time when you do it once in your life.
Yes. So take advantage of our knowledge, our expertise, and do come in for that free review. Again, the office number is 979-836-2903.
I know, Tony, there's a lot of people that are wanting to come in and do that free review because we were at the Washington County Chamber of Commerce after hours last week. Mm-hmm. And talked to a lot of people there, have good time to meet them all. And they all say, many people, I need to come in and do that sometime. I need to come in and do that sometime. Yes, you do. You do need to come in and do that.
Yeah, you know, clear the decks for an hour. That's all.
Yep.
Clear your calendar for an hour. Grab whatever stuff you've been thinking about or wondering about. If you want to do that, that's fine. Come on in, sit down, and we'll go over things and tell you how they work and maybe refresh your memory about mm-hmm. some old stuff that you might still have and then give you an opportunity to see what your best moves might be. That's it. So 979-836-2903 is our office number. In the meantime, we're going to be talking a little bit about Social Security again today because we have our big workshop coming up
Wednesday.
On Wednesday, yes, right here in Brenham. Still a chance for you today, by the way, between now and the bottom of the hour, to answer a question correctly and get yourself two free passes to this lunchtime workshop right here in Brenham, How Social Security Works Best for You or Your Spouse or Someone You Know. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. Meantime, if you've got questions in between, here's our radio phone number, and Craig Montana will get your call to us at 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning.
Hard work requires tough equipment, like a Bobcat compact track loader. And now, for a limited time, you can get a new compact track loader with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Skip financing and get up to $4,800 in rebates. There's more. Trade in your used Bobcat brand loader for a new one and receive a $2,000 rebate. Get going at BobcatOfTheBrazosValley.com.
Rebates vary by models with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Buck Up Auctions is having an auction this Saturday, July 25th at the Ledbetter Fire Station, one block off Highway 290. There's farm tools and equipment, vehicles, collectibles, antiques, lumber, fencing supplies, and much more. Check out BuckUpAuctions.com for picks and info. Preview day is Friday, July 24th from 5 to 7. Auction Saturday, July 25th at 1 p.m. 13% buyer's premium with 3% discount for cash or approved check. No buyer's premium for lot selling at $1,000 or more. H. Casper TXL 17037.
Guadalajara Mexican Food Restaurant in Brenham invites you to stop in for their delicious lunch buffet, served Sunday through Friday from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Plus, the Friday and Saturday night buffet features fried and grilled shrimp, along with fajitas, enchiladas, and more from 5 till 10 p.m. You can also reserve Guadalajara's back room for your private party. When you feel the need for some great Mexican food, head to Guadalajara Restaurant at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
It's Christmas in July at Herman Furniture in Brenham. On July 24th and 25th, save 10% on all Christmas items. Plus, they also have a wide selection of furniture on sale. Refreshments will be served. Stop in Herman Furniture and Herman General Store to see what's new during Christmas in July. Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. 213 West Alamo Street and online at HermanFurniture.com. While downtown, visit the Pomegranate and Funky Art Cafe for their Christmas in July sale, also going on Friday and Saturday.
This is Craig Montana from Friendly Country KWHI, and I'll be at McCoy's Lumber Company at 1803 Highway 290 East in Brenham on Friday, July 24th, during their Customer Appreciation Day. Come out between 11 and 1 and spin the wagon wheel of prizes. And McCoy's will have door prizes, a free lunch, and a Dunkin' booth. Plus, you can visit with 20 vendor representatives about their products. If you can't make it out, tune in to KWHI 1280 from 11 to 1 on Friday, July 24th, for live reports on Customer Appreciation Day at McCoy's Lumber.
AM 1280 KWHI has news for you. News for You is up-to-the-minute headlines from around the nation and world, as well as commentary, human interest stories, and humor in 5 minutes. It's everything you need to stay informed. Join me, David Weiss, with News for You three times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:20 p.m. to be informed and entertained. It's a unique spin on the news every weekday with me, David Weiss, right here on AM 1280 KWHI, where the news comes first. After all, it's news for you.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover Team at Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. And we got an office in Central Texas, actually right downtown Brenham, across the street from the courthouse on Main Street. And then we have another one about a mile and a half from the Houston Galleria. So we got you covered there, and we're licensed in 17 states to be financial planners and advisors. So glad to have you listening in. And we also have probably, what, 100 and some odd years of experience on our entire team.
At least.
Woo! So I'll tell you what, we got a lot of knowledge and expertise here, and we're glad to pass that along to you. Also, when we see things out there and some of the resources that we have that we can tap into, and there are a lot of them, we come up with some very interesting little topics, and but even some basic stuff, even just some basics.
Some of it's just a reminder. You know, you've heard it before, but you kind of forgot about it, and so here it is again, and so we'll bring it up.
Right. So, you know, things are more, and you are more, whether you're still working or you're looking at retiring, or maybe you're already retired, maybe you're thinking about when you should take your Social Security payment, should you file and suspend? If you do that, can your spouse still get that half of your payment if you suspend your payments? All those sorts of things. Yeah, all kinds of different information. You know, so you are more than stocks, bonds, mutual funds, your IRA, your 401k, 403b, all those things, right? Or maybe your ranch.
Yep.
But some cows out there, right? Horses. Mine was practically getting up on the front porch this morning.
What, some cool
the
air?
Little horse? Oh. Yeah, I don't know what she was thinking, but anyway. Yeah, I thought
she wanted
it
in.
She wanted in the house.
That's right.
I always think I better close that door no matter what, because I could be ending up with a Tennessee walking horse in the middle of my living room there.
Yep.
By the way, the markets are pretty much flat today. I mean, there's really nothing going on. We are in earnings season. And what has been doing the best over time the last few weeks has been technology, tech stocks, all right? The big companies that are big tech companies, and their earnings have just been
So you don't know
which
sector is going to do good and which one's not. The oil's been down. It will come back again.
Healthcare has been up since some of the mystery's been resolved behind that.
And that's why you can't believe everything that you read out there. But you have to develop your own strategy, and that's why we offer that free review. I was looking on the headline, because before we come on the air, we do a little scanning, and we look at things that are going on in the world, financial world. And a couple big topics that were on a couple websites is, ex-Goldman partner sees a couple more years of bull market, meaning a good market. And then a little bit farther down the page, it says, different topic now, big headline, four signs the bull market is on its last legs, from the Wall Street Journal. Okay, who do you believe on something like that?
Right.
So that one, and then another one that I have to bring up, because people look at this and then they go do it. It's the top penny stocks to buy. Retirement, the best retirement income funds to buy, the best investments for retirees. You can't just go to those websites and then pick those out for you, because they may not be suitable. You don't know the risks. You don't know how they work. You don't know what the restrictions are on that one. You need to have something developed that fits you and know how it works.
Right. So, again, knowing how something works is really the key. To anything, and I don't care what it is, but certainly true of how you handle your money, how you handle your investments. Yeah, whether it's your house or your car, a bank account, whatever it is, you need to know at least something.
See, and when that comes up, I had an example not too long ago here in Central Texas. Longtime client, they used to live in Houston, they moved out here, and apparently, the daughter's boyfriend, or else daughter's husband, I don't remember which it was, but it was somewhat of a family member, came to mom, who was a client, longtime client of mine, and said, do an insurance review. So she pulled out an insurance policy that she had and let him look at it, and he came up with another whiz-bang thing that was supposed to be better and whatever, and she thought, I better get a second opinion. So she brought the policy and handed it to me, and we looked it over, and that policy's really good policy that she's got. It's doing well. There's no reason for her to change it. But the young guy was new in the business, and he just wanted to sell something and thought this would be the newest, greatest, newest thing out there. But it wasn't. What she had was far better, and she could keep it and work. So that's where that second opinion comes in.
Yeah.
Because she didn't even remember what she had. She said, you know, Doug, look at this again. Is this still a good policy? Because it was like 15 years old, 16 years old. And yeah, it's still a really good policy. So she didn't change it. So I don't know how the family dynamics came out on that one.
Well, but, you know, and I think that's true of most things. in life, you want to do something with a family member if you can. But if they're brand new with something, for heaven's sake, you know, at least check it out before you do it. Even if they're not brand new at something, at least for medical stuff, go and get a second opinion.
Yep.
For financial stuff, go and get a second opinion. That's just smart stuff. It doesn't really matter who you go with, but if you'd like to come in and get a second opinion from us, you're welcome to. There's never any pressure, by the way, in our office. So
no, we've been doing
you can feel
this for...
comfortable with doing it. And our lights are not kept on by whether you're coming in our office or not. We've been at this a long time.
Coming up on 4 decades.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been on this, on KWHI going on 9. We've already started our 9th year.
Mm-hmm.
It goes so fast.
Yeah, it does.
9 years. Wow.
So we're glad to impart knowledge if we can at least give you another set of intelligent and trained eyes to look at whatever it is that you're considering before you do something. Now, let's start talking a little bit about Social Security, because remember I said earlier in the program that we were going to have a little discussion here and throw something out there that's a simple question that if you're listening to us for the next few minutes, you can answer successfully. And we will give you 2 free passes to our midday lunchtime workshop with Elaine Simmons, who spent 35 years working with Social Security Administration. Now she just speaks about benefits all across the country. Fidelity Investments is sponsoring her just to go around and talk about stuff. No, you will not be pressured to buy anything, all right? You will be there to get some information, and we have a lot of our own clients who are coming because they're either nearing retirement, or maybe one of the spouses is retired and their other spouse is not yet there.
Yep.
All of that.
So there's lots of different combinations of things. But the one thing I want to emphasize, because I've noticed all the way through this Social Security thing, is that the magic number is full retirement age is 66. That's the key for all the others. Do you take it early? Do you take it later? Do you suspend?
Mm-hmm.
It's always based on that age 66 for most people is full retirement age.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's even filing on your spouses or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of that, retirement age 66, I came across this article in the Investment News last week. It was another little quirk in the Social Security rules, and we had been talking about it, that there's so many different things that deal with Social Security that the situations are so different.
Yeah, there are a lot of different ways to collect Social Security,
right,
or not. Yeah, so all sorts of things.
Those of you who know the singer Billy Joel, most of you probably know them, but if you don't, he's a very famous singer, been around for quite a while.
Still doing sold-out concerts, by the way,
yep,
at the age of 66.
He's 66, and he's going to be a papa.
new marriage is his marriage number 4. Yeah, he's had, what, Christy Brinkley and whatever. Anyway,
okay.
But now he's got a new wife, and they're getting married. They just got married a few days ago, and it's probably a good thing because she's getting ready to have a baby.
And so, quirk in the Social Security law, since, remember, the magic number 66, full retirement age, and he's 66. Imagine, I can't imagine Billy Joel's 66, but okay, he's still 66.
The Stones are older.
But they look older.
Well, they do, yeah. Well, Keith Richards always looked the same age.
Yeah,
right, anyway.
They've had some tough miles on them, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, this article's talking about Billy Joel can file for Social Security at age 66 because he's full retirement age, but he doesn't really need the money since he's a
multi-bajillionaire.
Yeah. So he suspends his benefit, so it grows at 8%. You know, if you can get 8% on an investment, would you take it?
Yeah.
Guaranteed for the next 4 years. But the little quirk in this one is his child can file on his Social Security benefit.
So let's say whatever the top level is of Social Security payments now, which is, what, $2,600 and something a month?
Yeah, it's somewhere in that.
So the child could get half of that amount.
$1,300 a month.
Just file
on dad's Social Security.
So if you put that into, in this article, it says if you put that into a 529 college savings plan, this kid would be going to Harvard.
Yes, that's right.
Pretty easily, probably.
By the time
he's 18, he'd have the money in there. And Billy Joel wouldn't even have to spend a penny if he didn't want to.
So that's close to $30,000 a year at $2,500 a month, just a rough figure, $30,000 a year times what?
No, but the kids only get half of that.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, so $1,200. Okay, so
$15,000 a year going into a college savings account.
$15,000 a year times 10 years is $150,000. Add eight more on top of that, you're talking some serious money. And there's no taxes on that while it's in the 529 plan.
And there won't be tax on any of the growth on that money as long as it's used for college expenses. And there's a ton of those different qualifications for what is a college expense.
Oh, yeah. So just the point there of that's what financial planning is, putting different pieces together. And no, I never knew this.
Well, and not only that, but if Billy Joel didn't want to do it, chances are if his parents are still living, they could do the same thing for a child. Did you realize that one?
No, I didn't realize that
one. You could actually, that children can actually collect from a grandparent's.
No, that's why, we have resources to call up and ask.
So we're going to talk to Elaine Simmons about some of this, because there's some stuff I didn't have any idea about because there are so many rules.
Now, we won't touch on necessarily every one of them. I've listened to Elaine several times over the years, but she'll hit the most common ones for retirees, pre-retirees, spouses that are retired drawing Social Security versus and spouses not retired, and one is, one isn't. How can you do different things? Mm-hmm. Or both of you are going to hit that magic number at 66, but you don't necessarily need the money. Can you file on each other's and let it grow?
What if you started your retirement Social Security at 62? You took it early. Can you suspend your payments at 66? And then let it grow at 8% per year on those payments you're now not receiving from 66 to 70, and thereby bump up and make up some of the difference that you have from taking it. Because you know you're going to take a 25% cut.
At 62.
If you take it 62, you're going to forever and ever, amen, 25% less. Well, there is a strategy by which you can maybe take your 62 to 66. Let's say that you really don't need that much money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you suspend your payments when you're 66.
Full retirement age.
And go all the way to age 70 when you have to start taking it. And guess what? You've made up for a tremendous amount of money that you would have never gotten, ever, if you'd have just filed at 62 and then kept on going. Right? So that's the question for today. Can you take your retirement Social Security benefit at 62 and then suspend your payments anywhere along the line and then just have them keep accruing the interest that you're paid by Social Security into your account and then start taking them again at age 70?
Yeah, see, that's a pretty common question there because I got this out of the Social Security Administration that 73% who are receiving Social Security benefits, and this was as of December 2013, have taken it early.
Mm-hmm.
73% of the population. So now the question is, can you do that? Can you suspend your payment at full retirement age and let it grow?
The answer to that question is what we're going to ask you, right?
And that's a yes or no.
Yes or no. Can you suspend your benefit? If you start taking Social Security at 62, let's say you wanted to spend it at 66, let it accumulate and grow at 8% a year, and then after that, to age 70, can you do that? Yes or no?
Give us a call, and you get the two free invitations to the workshop coming up this Wednesday. This is the last day to get those.
Yes. So here's our number to call right now, 800-332-7879. Yes or no? Can you start taking your benefits at 62 and then suspend them at 66 and let them grow until you're 70 and then you get more money from then on? Can you do it or not? Yes or no? 800-332-7879. We're waiting for your call right now on the Money Makeover Show.
been sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
The Giddings Economic Development Corporation, Giddings Area Chamber of Commerce, and the Workforce Solutions Rural Capital Area invite everyone in Central Texas to an area-wide job fair on Monday, July 20th at the Giddings Public Library from 2 to 5 p.m. If you're looking for a job or the beginning of a career, this is the place to be. Bring your resume with lots of copies. Check out businesses from across the Brazos Valley. At this job fair in Giddings, you'll find positions available in every area, including the medical field, law enforcement, counseling services, local Texas government positions, the insurance field, retail industry, and more. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time positions, there will be great opportunities to advance your career or to just get started. Find out more by calling the Giddings Economic Development Corporation at 979-542-2067. Don't miss the area-wide job fair at the Giddings Public Library, 276 North Orange Street, on Monday, July 20th from 2 to 5 p.m. There will be employment opportunities designed just for you.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG also provides project management services nationally for hotel renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction managers on the renovation of the Simon Theater and other historical landmarks in Washington County. RWG Construction Management is at 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call them at 979-836-7176. That again is 979-836-7176.
Did you know that Blinn College's Brenham campus offers more on-campus housing than any other community college in the state? With award-winning faculty, Blinn offers the finest two-year music, theater, agriculture, and athletic programs in the state, along with a wealth of student activities, clubs, and organizations. That's a well-rounded college experience you can't find at other community colleges. Be informed about Blinn. Visit us at blinn.edu and see all that we have to offer. Blinn College. Proven.
Need a professional straight mower? Kubota builds commercial zero-turn mowers with great maneuverability, power, and comfort. Get a Kubota Z700 zero-turn mower now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, and Navasota.
Finance enabled through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, not through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Brenham Rest Home and Rehabilitation is adding to their team of compassionate health care professionals with certified CNAs, all shifts, a full-time dietary cook split shift, and RN and LVN charge nurses. Apply in person at 406 Cottonwood in Brenham. Recognized by the National Research Corporation as their 2013 Excellence in Action Award winner for workforce satisfaction, Brenham Rest Home is an incredible place to pursue your career. They offer the most up-to-date range of health care services, including full private Medicare and Medicaid beds. See their website at BrenhamRestHome.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. I'm surprised we didn't get a correct answer to our question. But, you know, we'll give you a chance all the way up until the top of the hour to give us a call. If you got the right answer, you get those two free passes to our Wednesday, this Wednesday of this week, roughly 11:30 to 1, lunch workshop all about Social Security, and you do not want to miss this. And by the way, those of you who have won passes from us in the past, if you haven't called our office to confirm that you're coming, please do so, so we can get a head count. Yeah, I know we've got a lot of our clients already coming too.
Got to turn in a head count, I think, today, maybe tomorrow morning, so that they can get the enough food and places set up at the Cannery Kitchen.
Yes, and we're pleased to have it at the Cannery Kitchen so we can be supportive of their great work here in the area. But again, you know, it's a great workshop. Please come. It's very, very important either for you, for a friend, relative, whoever. But there are things about Social Security that I can guarantee you you're going to find out that you had no idea about. And we don't want you to mess something up if you don't have to.
Yep. There's some ways to go about doing that. But
that's right. So, again, here is the question. Here is the question. If you take Social Security early at age 62, Can you get to age 66, your full retirement age, and suspend your Social Security payments? And you can suspend them all the way up to age 70. Can you do it? Yes or no? That's all we need is a yes or no. You got a 50-50 chance here anyway, right? So you start filing at 62. You start taking your benefits. You stop them, or what they call suspend your benefits at 66, and then let the 8% interest credited into your account go until you're age 70, when you have to start taking your Social Security then. Can you do that or not? Can you take your benefits, suspend, and then start taking them again like that? Yes or no? Our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Call us now and get that free passes to that workshop.
Yep. Right now, the markets are pretty much flat. Dow Jones is down 4 points, and S&P 500 is down one, which is, one point can be a 5-minute differential. So it doesn't really. So basically, everything's just kind of flat. It's kind of the summer doldrums. Mm-hmm. But yes, the market's been very volatile.
Yeah.
And for the year, it really hasn't made very much. Basically, it's flat for the first 6 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch your expectations and have your strategy together on the, when you get in the markets.
Well, that's true. And whether you have a 401k or whatever, right, it always applies to you. All right, I think we have a listener on the line. Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. Have you got an answer?
Morning. I listen to you all a lot.
Go ahead.
On that question, I'd say yes.
Perfect.
You are
correct.
You are correct.
Yes.
It's one of the nice things about that. You can start, take your money, and then things change. Maybe your cattle start paying off for you or whatever, and you don't need that money at 66. And so you could suspend. You got to reach full retirement age, though, before you can suspend it. So if you started at 62 and wanted to stop it at 64, you can't do that. You got to do it at 66. So the answer is yes, you are correct.
All right. So if you would stay on the line, sir, Craig will be on with you in just a minute and take down your information so that you can get your pass over at our office there on Main Street. Just go by and pick it up. And we'll see you at the workshop. It's going to be roughly 11:30 to 1 on Wednesday of this week, and I'm really glad you're going to be joining us, okay? So hang on, sir, and Craig will be with you in just a moment. So I'm really happy about that. You know,
yeah,
this gentleman has been listening to the program, and I know that there will be things that you're going to find out at that workshop that you didn't have any idea about. And the whole idea is to learn something that's going to be beneficial, if not for you, maybe your spouse, maybe your kids, your grandkids. Hey.
All kinds of things there. So that was good. Excellent. We love to meet people, low stress, and educate.
So, you know, a lot of folks think that they're not going to need very much money in retirement. By the way, Social Security is an important part of that.
Yes, it
right?
is.
It is money coming in the in your pocket, right? So, interesting thing that you found, Doug, on how we spend our time on an average
Yeah, because what we run into when Social Security has to do with retirement, we help a lot of people do that, and they're thinking about retiring, and the question is, what are you going to do when you retire? Well, this article I was looking at, and I figured, well, what do you do as a normal, you know, a normal day?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look
and
at
you
a
probably
group of,
spend more time on some of these pursuits if you're retired, but for all of us, we have certain times of the day, kind of lumping everybody together, and what do we spend our time doing? And there's a very, very end part of this that I thought was rather interesting. But time spent in various activities on an average day for American adults.
Okay, so 60, at the top of the list here, I guess, is eating and drinking. 68 minutes a day. That's not very much, an hour, but
no.
I guess we eat pretty quick there. The travel is 34 minutes out of the, no, I guess that's meal preparation. These are color-coded. The colors are pretty close to the same. So food preparation, 34 minutes. Eating and drinking, 68 minutes. A big one, other activities, 259. This one looks like travel. at 74 minutes, 117 minutes on socializing and leisure.
Oh, really? Okay, more than eating. All right.
162 minutes on TV, 213 minutes at work. Those are kind of close. 213 at work, 162 for TV.
Hmm. And the biggest one?
Sleeping.
514 minutes.
Out of your day is sleeping. So the biggest one is sleeping. The next biggest is...
work.
Work.
No.
That's other activities. So we don't
quite
know what that is.
Whatever else you're doing, golfing or whatever, right?
Yeah, but the work and then TV. Like 162 minutes wasted on TV. Another one here, maybe not in Brenham, but this is the average. 74 minutes lost sitting in traffic.
All right, so people who live where there's traffic right down the road.
Yeah, and you could look at that and say, yep, I understand that one very easily, especially if you live in Houston.
The last one of these is really interesting, though. I wouldn't have thought this. What's the last thing we spend a lot of time in? I mean, this is like next to sleeping. This is like the biggest amount of our time that we spend every day.
259 minutes lost at the grocery store and standing in line at the checkout.
Oh, man.
I know my wife, she normally goes grocery shopping on Mondays. She hates it. She absolutely hates it. And I can see why now. If you spend that much time having to go through and then stand in line waiting it out, it's like... should be a lot more fun things to do.
Well, you know, unless you go to those stores where they have samples of all their stuff all the time.
That's usually on the weekend, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, I've tried some really good chili tacos the other day somewhere, and that was doggone good.
Mm. Well, that's pretty good advertising. Here, try this. Oh, I didn't know it tasted so good. Maybe I'll buy it then.
Yeah. So it benefits the store, and frankly, it benefits all the rest of us who just want a little... munchy stuff here and there.
Yep. So another thing that comes up is cost factor. You know, when you retire, where's your money go? And that's kind of a question that Hartford did a survey, a consumer expenditure survey, U.S. Bureau of, no, I guess Hartford didn't do it. This is from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
And this was as of September 2012, so it's a pretty recent survey.
Yeah, and Hartford put this out, and how does a retired person, the average age on this survey was 74.8 years.
Okay, so 75-year-old.
75-year-old. The household size was 1.7, so the majority of them, both spouses, were there. Mm-hmm. And the average income was $43,234.
Okay.
That was the average income for the 75-year-old average household of roughly two people. Where does the money go? The biggest chunk of money goes to housing. 34% of the money goes for the housing.
So that's over a third of that income.
That's where it would be nice if you can get your house paid off before you retire, because that's a big chunk. You know, if you had
but we also don't know, though, whether this housing cost, contains anything like assisted living or any of that stuff. That could be driving that up a little bit. But I think for most of us, even when we're not retired, our house payments and maintenance and taxes and all that stuff probably does come close to a third at least.
Yeah, you don't. That's not just your house payment. You got to throw in real estate tax and the maintenance. Mm-hmm. That starts adding up. Depends how big you. If you've got a couple acres, it's going to cost you.
Okay. So what's the second biggest thing we're spending?
Second
on
biggest
at
thing
age 75.
At 75 is transportation.
Mm.
I would assume most of that would be automobiles, car insurance, gasoline. Seems like a lot of 75-year-olds will have their cars paid off. But that's one thing I'm not a big fan of, though, because if you put a chunk of money down and pay cash for it, mm-hmm. you'll never get that money back, and the car will depreciate over time, mm-hmm. and it doesn't produce any income for you. And here, plus now with all the deals coming out with 0% down or $1,500 cash, you know, there's all kinds of deals out there. But the transportation is 15%. That's the second biggest expenditure for people 65 years and older.
Okay.
Is housing, transportation. The next biggest is other, but I'm not going to, that's 14%. But the next one is food at 13%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 13%.
So we got housing taking a third. Another 15% is transportation. Food is right next to that. other miscellaneous discretionary whatever, yeah. I guess, is there. And then comes health care. You might have thought it was higher up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
But 12% of our budget,
if you're over 65,
is spent on health care.
And that's on a $43,200 roughly average income, family or household income.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess we're not very entertaining at that age. I don't know why. We've only got 5%
for entertainment. Must stay
and,
at home a lot.
Making contributions to church and charities and whatnot, other stuff like that, 6%. So housing, transportation, food, everyday stuff, and healthcare. Those are the biggies. How are you covered to handle all of those things in retirement?
If you can plan, get your strategy together, and watch for that housing and transportation and eliminate those, it would give you a lot more money for entertainment. Or other, or food.
Yeah, it can all be entertaining together, right? Okay. Coming back and taking a look at maybe some really, really good information here on exactly what to do to get ahead. You know, make it so that you can get to those places. If you're not there in retirement already, what can you do to kind of get yourself geared up? It's a little simpler than you think. All right, going to come back with more of the Money Makeover Show after this break. If you've got a question, here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879, the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial. We'll be right back.
Kelly Green and White, Lion Cubs, named for a highly successful semi-pro baseball team in the area. Live Lion Cub mascots, all great traditions in Brenham, as has been osteopathic medicine. Osteopathic physicians are fully trained and licensed to practice all phases of medicine. Brenham's osteopathic family physician is Dr. Robert Stark. Healthcare for the whole family with a healing touch. Go green, go white. Dr. Robert Stark, DO, 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
Legacy leaders are the ones who leave something beautiful behind. Enough of playing small, enough of playing safe. It's time for a grander vision.
Sharpen your leadership skills and embrace God's grander vision for your life at the Global Leadership Summit on August 6th and 7th. The summit features high-impact leaders like Bill Hybels, Dr. Brené Brown, and Craig Rochelle. Experience the summit at Champion Fellowship Church, Brenham. Learn more at championfellowship.org. That's championfellowship.org.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacies in Brenham with a reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Are you confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227. For pharmacists you can trust, visit Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber at 1803 Highway 290 East in Brenham would like to show their appreciation to all their customers for their support throughout the years. That's why they're having a customer appreciation day on Friday, July 24th from 11 till 1:30. Be sure to stop in and enjoy a free lunch of hot dogs and chopped beef sandwiches catered by the cannery. There will also be door prizes including a Yeti cooler, tickets to the Fayette County Fair, and gift certificates. Also visit with 20 different vendors. They can answer your questions about their products and give you ideas and suggestions about your next do-it-yourself project. Be sure to try your hand at the dunking booth to see McCoy's store manager get all wet. The KTEX 106 Posse will also be on hand with our wagon wheel of prizes where every spin is free and every spin wins. So for a whole lot of fun, don't miss Customer Appreciation Day at McCoy's Lumber on Friday, July 23rd from 11 till 1:30. McCoy's Lumber is located on Loop 290 just past Washington County Tractor.
Welcome to Billy Fowler's Real Estate Corner. At last, a country home located on 6 acres in the rolling hillsides of Chapel Hill. Stunning one-story home with over 3,200 square feet of living space. Asking price is $419,000. To take a look at this home or any home in our viewing area, call me, Billy Fowler, 979-251-4568. Or visit my website, BrenhamRealEstateHomes.com.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for summer sequelitis. What is summer sequelitis? Summer sequelitis, the continuous rehashing of the same movie ideas year after year after year. The cure? A fun summer vacation. KWHI is sending you to some of the coolest summer destinations in Texas, like Schlitterbahn Water Park in New Braunfels and Galveston, Spirit Ice Arena in College Station, the Bluebell Aquatic Center in Brenham, and the Houston Zoo. To cure your summer sequelitis, all you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be caller 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director.
Lights, camera, roll film, and action!
You'll get to spin the wheel of Hunger Games. The spins continue and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at the T-Bar M Resort in New Braunfels and Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
Six Shooter Junction, Sealka Jet Ski Services, Sears, Central Texas Trek Center, and Cash Station Jewelry and Loan in Brenham.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Okay, so your son Brent is not going to have the chicken dance music at his wedding?
No, this is Cotton Eye Joe. I was saying maybe they have the Cotton Eye Joe, but yesterday again it got emphasized to me, no chicken dance.
Oh, right.
Okay, I'm not in charge of the music, so we're okay.
Yeah, it's the bride's show. Okay, it's the bride's show. By the way, if you have any questions with regard to... I had somebody who said, what's a nice way to set something up for my future son? And, of course, their daughter is getting married to him. And, you know, we'd like to put something away for them to have maybe for later, like either if they're going to buy a house or they're going to start having kids or whatever. And so we had that nice conversation about options of things they can do where they can put something in. They pretty much know it'll be there. But they just wanted to make a nice little gift. And they said, how much money can we gift? So, the IRS limit
there's,
for gifting.
There's two parts to that. That's where people get confused on the gifting. There's the gift tax exclusion where you can give a certain amount to as many people as you want and not use up your lifetime exemption on the gifting.
Right. So, in other words, if you wanted to give to your kids, your grandkids, friends, relatives, whoever, you've got a certain dollar amount that this individual and his spouse can each give to whoever they want without running afoul of having to pay gift taxes on that later on or even file a gift tax return. And I think this year's limit is $13,000.
Yeah, I was trying to find it on my tax sheet here, but when you start looking at for tax information, there's so much.
Let's start off. You remember it was $10,000, then it went up to $11,000, then it stayed there for a while, and so it's gone up a little bit over time. So each individual, we can each give somebody whoever we want up to that limit,
and as many people as you want.
Yes.
And not use up your lifetime exemption.
Which is huge, by the way. It's a big number. Now, if you...
I found it in the fine print. Your annual gift tax exclusion for 2015 is $14,000.
Oh. Okay, it went up again then for 15.
Yep.
Okay.
And also, married, if you're married and you elect to split the gifts, you can give $28,000 to somebody.
That's 14 times 2.
Yep. Up to, as long as you don't use up your lifetime exemption, which your lifetime exemption right now is $5,430,000. So if you wanted to give $100,000 to somebody, you could do that, and you'd only put a little dip on that $5.4 million.
You would have to file a gift tax return.
Correct.
Though.
You'd file a gift tax return.
That doesn't mean you're paying taxes on that. It just means you're telling the IRS you did this.
And you're not, the person who receives the gift does not have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, especially the person who gets the gift.
So I just basically said, I knew it was at least 13. They ratchet it up every year. Mm-hmm. So if they're listening this morning, thank you for looking that up. It's up to 14,000
each.
For each person who's giving the gift. So the husband and wife, whose daughter is getting married, each of them can give $14,000 to each individual. So they can give, mom can give 14 to the daughter, dad can give 14 to the daughter, mom can give 14 to the new son-in-law, and dad can give 14 to the new son-in-law if they wanted to really roll out some bucks. So you can get a pretty darn nice down payment on a house going, or maybe some portions of that for different things, future kids, all of that. Yeah.
So the gifting part really is a non-factor, unless you're gifting, you know, 100 acres or something like that. A little different story. But for most people, gifting, if you keep it below that 14,000 or 20, if you're married, it's 28,000. You don't even have to file in any tax returns. A gift tax return is a one-pager that goes on the back of your 1040.
Now, if you're going to gift property, be sure you're talking to your estate attorney.
Yeah, because maybe it's not worth, the best to gift.
It may not be. So before you do something, as always, get more information. Find out what your options are, right? In the meantime, hopefully some of you have exercised your option to answer our questions on the air over the last few weeks and gotten your free pass to come for two people to come to Wednesday, this Wednesday, the 22nd, our Social Security workshop with Elaine Simmons, who's had 35 years working with the Social Security Administration, and that's going to be at the Cannery Kitchen on Wednesday, midday. So all of you who are lucky enough to have called in with the right answers and gotten those passes, be sure you pick them up before Wednesday or call our office at 979-836-2903. 836-2903. And many of our clients are coming to that, too.
And we'll all be there.
Yep.
It'll be a good event, very informative, very casual, and no quizzing, no pressure.
No salesmanship.
You don't have to say a word. You can just come in and shine the pass and have some lunch and listen.
There you go. We look forward to meeting you there at the workshop. Meantime, have a great rest of your week.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.